This is a podcast that you want to come to, where we're supporting all women who are going through different things or have gone through different things and want to stop by and encourage and say something that will uplift and inspire another female. So, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm so glad you were able to get on.
Me too.
And today is your birthday?
No, my birthday's Saturday.
It's Saturday. Okay.
I'll put a post up that says, "Hey guys, my birthday's Saturday."
All right. So, again, thank you for joining. This is a podcast called Bring the Real. We talk about real life, real talk situations. If you want to start off by introducing yourself, if you have an IG page or if you're a model or you have a business or anything, you can, bring that up as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me. It's such an honor and a pleasure to connect with you and your listeners. My name is Ashley Corbett, and I have so much going on over the news. I am a mental health clinician by trade, but I am also a distributor for Total Life Changes. I have my own business, and you can find me on Instagram at @AshleyCorbett_. And I'm also on Facebook at Ashley T. Corbett.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ashley. So today's topic was basically talking about something that you have gone through in life. How did you overcome it? And how has it changed you as a woman? And if you can leave an encouraging message for another person or another woman, you could also drop some wisdom or a little bit of knowledge. So the floor is yours, and feel free to talk about whatever you want to talk about. This is one of those podcasts.
Okay. Well, I guess I can talk to you all about my most recent struggle. I think that women, we have so many complex issues that we face from childhood all the way through adulthood. And I think, we get a lot of attention around, our traumas, but not really the support that we need. Mm-hmm. We can really identify, hey, this happened to me too, but what have you learned in terms of coping with it, mm-hmm. right? Like, what have you done in terms of getting a network around you to kind of foster some positive interventions or positive energy or just wisdom and knowledge and guidance when you've either recovered from something or when you've kind of healed from something. Mm. And for me, I was, I'm going to talk about my health. A lot of us women don't really talk about the I want to say our reproductive health. Can I talk about that for a second? Because it's a different topic. I have a lot of things. Like, I can identify with a lot of women. Like, I was a teen mom. I was homeless before. Mm-hmm. I was struggling, to get out of college and graduate because I had to, I was receiving TANF, or we call that cash assistance, or food stamps, Medicaid, all of the public benefits. I had to reach out to somebody to help me out. I was once working in fast food, like all of those things. I've been in a violent relationship before. I've had mommy issues, daddy issues, mm-hmm. I run the gamut of the spectrum of issues that moms or even women, period, deal with. Mm-hmm. But just most recently, in the past, I want to say couple of years, you ladies and fellas, I would say, my reproductive health was challenged. Like, we don't think about At times, I know at least I didn't think about how valuable those parts are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so here's my story. I have three children. My most recent baby was born in 2015. And I was faced with the decision with my husband, like whether or not to get my tubes tied. Mm-hmm. And so I thought about like what happened if I had more kids? Like, oh my gosh, financial stressors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, like I was once a teen mom, so I know what it was like to like not have enough.
Right.
And so so I didn't want to do that. And I was like, well, you know, I wanted to travel too. And I was thinking about what career goes and, you know, thinking about the other kids, right? So I said, okay, I'm going to tie my tubes. My husband was like, we're not having no more kids. And I was like, okay. So I tied my tubes. And then it didn't dawn on me after the tubal ligation was that I was experiencing some severe pain. Mm. And I went to the emergency room. Like after I had delivered my baby, mm-hmm. when I got home, I was like vomiting green stuff.
Mm.
And I almost passed out. And I went to the emergency room and they told me it was gastrointestinal issues.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, okay. Cause I had just had my third C-section.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so then I went on with life, recovering, getting my checkups, you know, to check post, you know, my postpartum checkups, and everything seemed to be okay. But then as time went on, I would experience this excruciating pain, like pain where I couldn't get out the bed. Like I would have migraines, you know, it would just be so bad. And I didn't know what it was. And nobody could tell me, not even my doctors or my OBGYN, they could pinpoint what was causing this issue.
Wow.
So I went to the emergency room. They did all these ultrasounds and they were like, we can't find anything wrong. And I was like, what? But I'm in pain. Mm. So they would prescribe me, you know, this ibuprofen and all of that good stuff. And I would do research. Like even intercourse with my husband was painful. It got to the point where like, he was just like, man, this something's gotta give.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's a huge part of when you're in relationship with people, like you connect through intercourse,
right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just a physical thing, but it's a spiritual thing as well.
Yep.
And so, you know, it was just very painful. I would cry, like even just, you know, being a good wife, I wanted to make sure he was still pleased. And I didn't want no issues, you know, in terms of like the marriage and him being faithful. And I would sit there and I would cry. And then after we would, you know, make love and stuff, I would be bleeding. And it would just, it was so disheartening. And I felt so terrible. Then I went to a specialist and they were like, oh my goodness, your uterus is adhesed to your abdominal wall.
Mm.
And I was like, what? And then they said, and so are your intestines. That's why I could not go to the bathroom for 7 days in a row.
Oh
like
God.
It was bad. Yeah, I was severely constipated. And then, you know, I went to WebMD in the hospital of Google.
Right.
And so basically it was saying that I had a condition called endometriosis. And
oh,
I was like, oh goodness. And I saw like a lot of women were like experiencing pain and the same things that I was experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up finding out what my condition was, and I did have some endometriosis. And so when I met with my doctor, they said to me, you know, the only treatment that for your condition, because it's so severe,
mm-hmm.
is that we would have to perform a hysterectomy. And when I tell y'all, the room spins so fast.
I believe it.
A cold sweat. I was shaking and I thought I was about to go to heaven in that moment. Like,
oh, man.
I was so like in shock. Because even though I decided, you know, I didn't want to have any children, just the thought of part of my womb, like just the entire womb being taken away from me,
mm-hmm.
something that I was born with, like that really, really took me for a loop. And I began to cry and become depressed. I became depressed because of the just idea and the thought of having to remove a part of myself. And I don't know about you know, you or other women, but like when somebody tells you like you have to have surgery and remove a part of yourself, like this particular part, it gives life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know like what kind of side effects I was going to experience if that happened. And so some people, they'll say, oh, it was a great decision for me to get a hysterectomy. But other women, they will tell you like, I regret it. Like you do have remorse when you experience that. And so it's not even about, you know, no longer having painful sex and being relieved. It's no longer about, you know, oh, I don't have to worry about, you know, getting pregnant. It's the fact that that is a part of how we identify as women. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I went through that whole grief process. And then something came to me. When I went to these doctors and they were like, yeah, you know, we're going to have to do these incisions and we're going to have to, you know, remove this and then possibly remove everything. I was like, oh my goodness, y'all will clean me smooth out. You know, I was like, no, this cannot be. So I prayed and I was just really sad and depressed. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, you don't have to accept that. Mm. Like these doctors will tell you certain things and you just have to, you just cannot believe everything that you read, right? You can't believe everything that someone tells you. You have to do the research for yourself and you have to go deep within yourself to say, is this something that I really need to succumb to? Like sometimes when we get reports from doctors, we are like, oh, really? So you're saying I have this condition and I'm not going to be able to be healed? The devil is a liar.
All right.
I'm going to be healed. So I ended up saying, nope, I rejected it. I'm not getting a hysterectomy. That is not going to be my report. That is not going to be my portion. Mm. And I started researching and asking people, you know, do you have a gynecologist? Like, I'm asking people, do you have a surgeon? You know, did you have a hysterectomy before? I know I seem like a creep, but I was on a mission, okay? I was on a mission to find out, did I really need to go through with this thing? And if I didn't have to, then what were my options? And so then I talked to one of my girlfriends. She did go through with a partial hysterectomy. And then there was another young lady who went through with the full one. And she said that her surgeon was amazing. And he took good care and had excellent communication. And I was like, well, give me his information. And so even though I had undergone a previous surgical procedure to see, you know, poke around to see if they could kind of like release my intestines and my abdomen, like my uterus from my abdominal wall.
Yeah.
The procedure was so, I want to say delicate that she stopped. She was like, I cannot move any further. And I was like, what? So that is why I had to search for another doctor, because she was like, something is going to go wrong. And so with the blockages that I was having, but being constipated, like if you have an intestinal blockage, like you could die.
Yep.
So it was like a life or death thing. And I was like, okay, I don't want to lose my life over no uterus, but I want to still be able to see what it is that can be done. And I believe in miracles. And this doctor, he was anointed and appointed, honey. I'm going to tell you that right now, because he was able to fix it. I didn't have to get my uterus removed, but I did have diseased fallopian tubes. And that came from me getting the tubal ligation. Something went wrong, which is why I got sick. Because something happened. Either I had an infection that wasn't being treated,
right,
or something was done wrong when I got that tubal ligation years ago that caused me that severe pain, that caused the adhesions, that caused all these other things. And so I just want to encourage every woman to make sure that you are up to par on checking out your reproductive organs. And if you are experiencing pain, don't let anybody just put you on medication and say that's what you have to deal with. No, you have options. You can advocate for yourself. When they say no, it's nothing more than I'm not accepting that. There must be something else. We need to do an exploratory surgery or something. Because we need to get to the bottom of this. Because for years I was experiencing this excruciating pain on top of like heavy, heavy menstrual cycles. I'm talking about bleeding for 3 weeks out of a month.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So I know, right? But I'm healed today because I decided that I was going to advocate for myself and I was going to do the research. And then I got connected with a doctor, and then I went to the ultimate doctor, the healer. I prayed to my Father in heaven, okay?
No, that's right.
I know you can heal me. I know this can happen. And so, you know, while I was home recovering from my second surgery within the same year, mm-hmm. right? I was overweight. Like, I had gained so much weight. It was the weight that I was when I was carrying all my children.
Wow.
Like, and I'm petite. I'm 4'11", right?
Uh-huh.
So I was weighing 178, pushing 180-something pounds. Then at one point, I almost got to 200. I was like, okay, this is, I'm looking like a little Oompa Loompa. And I cannot be rolling around here, you know? So... hubby took care of me, you know, until I had a dent on my side of the bed, y'all. It was bad. Like, the whole side of the bed was, like, sunk in it. And I was so depressed. Oh. Like, I was in this dark space. Like, not only did I have to go through these surgeries,
mm-hmm.
now I'm overweight and I'm, like, sluggish and I don't feel like myself. I'm a, like, vibrant spirit being. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And so for me to look in the mirror and just be unhappy with myself and me to get out the bed and look at that bed print, like, dang, girl, you heavy, you know? It did something to me. And I remember, you know, scrolling through YouTube and looking on social media, and I came across this page of this woman, and her name is Stormy Wellington. And I was like, who is this life coach that everybody's talking about? And she said something to me, like, she was talking about how she felt depressed and because she was overweight. And I was like, okay, girl. And then she talked about how she was broke. I'm not even gonna lie, I ain't had no money in my bank account. I was in the negative. You hear me? On all my accounts. And so I started sitting up like, wait a minute, my antennas went off because it felt like she was talking to me. You know how when you go to church and you ain't been in a while and the next time talking and you feel like they talking to you?
Yep.
Like, that's exactly And she talked about, you know, not having enough and having three kids of her own and feeling like she was inadequate, and now she's living out her best dreams. I was like, okay, so what's the recipe? Like, how did you get there? Remember, I talked about how, you know, people have gone through some of the same things that you've gone through, but they don't really give you, like, the antidote, or they don't tell you what the plan was. And so she really pretty much laid out a plan for, like, basically you have to affirm yourself. You have to speak life into yourself. And I said, okay. And so she had these affirmations saying, you know, you are the head and not the tail. Like, you are chosen and protected by God. Like, you will never be broke another day in your life. And I said, ooh, I'm not ever going to be broke another day in my life. I looked at my bank account. I was like, I ain't ever going to be broke. We going to have money. You hear me?
I know, that's right.
So then I was like, how can I get connected to this lady? Like, she's the bomb. And she was going over and further into her presentation. And if I found out that she was a distributor, one of the number one, she's the number one female network marketer in the world, really. And so her name, so she's connected with Total Life Changes. And I said, what is this company? And basically, mm-hmm. everybody know that Total Life Changes sell detox tea, CBD tea, yep. Nutriburst, NRG, and all that good stuff. And I was like, okay. And so I decided I was going to join. And when I did, I got the rapid drop kit. And within the first 5 days, I did lose 5 pounds. But then in 45 days, I lost 16 and a half inches off my waist.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, stay out. When women are able to vibrate, you know, when women are able to connect on issues that resonate with each other, you do have a sense of influence over what type of
direction, you know, your situation can turn in. Mm-hmm. That's just like when we call our girlfriends and we say, girl, guess what happened to me today? And your friends say, that happened to me too. This is what I did. And then it kind of like serves as a guide for you to figure out, okay, what's your next step? And so basically what I was getting at was that when I heard that woman, when I was in my depressed state, where I was overweight, where I was feeling like this can, there has to be more to life than me just, you know, barely making ends meet. I saw a representative of that, that she too had experienced the same thing. I'm talking about from the teenage pregnancy to everything. You know what I mean? And so when she began to talk about her total life change, that's what made me become more interested. Okay, well, how can I get connected? Because when you connect with people and you align with them, whatever blessings, when they tap into a source and they tap into like certain blessings and they teach you how to go get it, you have no choice but to either accept it or deny yourself the opportunity. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like,
yes, ma'am,
so, yeah. So when I did get involved with the company and I saw the energy, and I heard the testimonies of people being healed, you know, of certain ailments because of their consistency in the use of the products. Because CBD is healing. It is a healing property.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is.
So when I heard the testimonies of people going from sleeping in their cars with their kids to now owning their own homes, I'm like, wait a minute, what have I been missing out on? And so then, you know, I'm also, and then for me to have lost 25 pounds and get back to myself, and I'm feeling more vibrant, and I'm rediscovering who I am, and I'm more confident, and I feel like a brand new person, because I was able to connect with somebody, you know, in my dark place, and there, you know, I lay root to seed for growth of what I saw I wanted to have happen for me. And you know, everybody knows that things grow in the dark, right? And so I had to make a decision on whether I was going to be buried with my promises or be planted with promise. So I was planted, and that's why I was able to connect with all these wonderful women. Oh my goodness, like it was like being a part of a sorority, no lie. Like when I connected with these women in Total Life Changes in the company, it was like, hey girl, we're gonna support you, girl, what's going on? And it was like, wait, where are you coming from? Like, oh, I live here, but that's okay, we're gonna pray for you, we're gonna do this, you can do it. And it was just all this edification and all this encouragement and all this love and support, and it was from people that were complete strangers, right, who still had my best interest at heart. You get what I'm saying? And then also, you know, because you search for this in your family of origin, you know, you search for this with your tribe, the people who you grew up with, your friends, but they don't always give you what it is that you need. And sometimes you find that those people that you're connected to are actually toxic and keep you in a state of stagnation where it's comfortable, right? And so because they go through the same thing that you're going through, it's like, okay, well, this just must be all that life has to offer. And I'm here to say no. Just like I told that doctor, no, y'all wasn't taking my uterus. No, I'm not going to keep being broke. No, I'm not going to sit here and be fat and depressed. No, I have a choice. And we all have choices. It all starts with the thought and the ability to reject, you know, what people present to you as truths. You have to identify what your truth is, and you get to change the narrative. And so I would just encourage every woman who is listening, or even every guy, like if you get a report that goes against the very fiber of your being, that is because your higher self is rejecting it and saying, this is not so. We need to do research, and we need to really figure out what is the real thing that we need to move forward toward, right? And so, you know, I would say also connect with women who have chartered the known territories and the territories that have that you have yet to tread upon, because you need, we are an interdependent society. We need each other. Our stories, we need to hear everybody's stories so that we can pull from it what we can and use it to motivate us and to inspire us to reach our higher selves and our true potential. We don't know who we yet are, right? But we are just getting a little bit closer every day once we identify with what needs to happen. What are our next steps that'll get us closer and closer to what we view is our dreams, or what we view, you know, is our identity, and what we view is what we want for our lives. What are our desires and what our heart speaks?
Wow. Are you a motivational speaker? Because you should be one.
Thank you. I appreciate you that.
No problem. You're welcome. Because you said some things. And I think that, I mean, when I'm sitting around thinking about different stuff, I felt everything that you said. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're younger than me or older than me, but at this point, like, age doesn't even matter, because some people go through stuff that other people have not been through, and vice versa. So, like, I'm a teachable person. I try to learn from everybody and take something from everybody that I talk to or everybody's story that I hear. And, you know, apply it to my life as well. So that's very motivational what you said. And I really feel like, you know, you should really get into that motivational speaking. Because that was pretty good. Like, I was over here about to tear up.
Aw, well, thank you. You know, I am working on some things. I'm trying to decide, like, which direction I want to go in, because honestly, I am in the field of working with women who are experiencing depression and anxiety, right? And and so I'm trying to see how I can reach the masses, because right now I work with low-income moms who are experiencing depression and anxiety, because it runs deep, you know, not just for regular people, but for them as well. And so last year I was approached by a woman who was a professional who said, "That's not fair. I need some support too." And I was like, "Holy Moses, you do. We all need support," because I was a working professional with depressed too. And so, so I think that is where I am going with this. Like, I want every woman to be able to conquer themselves, because that's really what depression is. It's your distorted thoughts, right? And how and not being able to control your thoughts or interrupt unhelpful thoughts so that you can fix them, so that they are positive and will help you on your journey to manifestation. You are what's standing in the way. You are the one who is able to get you from point A to point B. No one else but you, because you have the power of choice. And so when you are able to formulate positive thoughts and speak positive things in your life, then you are able to move forward in a positive manner. That's just principle.
That is. That is very much so. And you know what? That's something that we don't like to talk about, too. Mental health, we do not like to talk about it. Like, I'm a person that deals with depression, but I'm learning. And then I have a little support circle, a support system where they talk to me and tell me, you know, certain things. And, you know, I take it and I think on it and I'm like, okay, I'm better than this. Why am I sitting in depression? But I've had depression. I have suffered from depression. So it's real deep. And we don't like to talk about it, because women are, we have this S on our chest. We're supposed to be strong, and nothing's supposed to knock us down, and we're not supposed to cry, and we're not supposed to feel these things. But deep down inside, the only way you can get over it is to talk about it and then move forward.
And the thing is, you know, we are strong in many ways, many more ways than people can even imagine. Strong. So when we cry, that's not weakness. We feel, and people who feel are very valued. We are valuable in that we can look at a person and empathize with them, you know? And that is a gift. because there are some cutthroat evil people who don't consider other people's needs, who don't consider the pain of others. So when you're able to feel deep, or even for yourself, when you're able to sit and say, wow, this is what I'm going through, I'm hurting and I need healing, that means that you are aware of what you need and the universe will give it to you. It is the people who are walking wounded who wound and hurt other people.
Mm-hmm.
And have no remorse and have no idea about the pain that they're inflicting on other people and how that messes with generations and whole families and households, right? And so, so for us, we've got to get to a place where when we say, I am strong, yes, I'm dealing with depression. And guess what? I'm still here. I'm living, breathing proof that I can function despite what I'm feeling and what I'm thinking, right? Mm. You're strong in essence. You got out of the bed. You have multiple businesses. You are, you have an infectious personality. You're very, you know, energetic. Like, those are all, no one would know that you were dealing with depression. And even if it was a facade, right? Even if it was, oh, well, I'm just putting this on, you are doing something to help elevate your mood, which then allows you to reject the depressed state. So it may just be that there's something that triggers you that caused you to be very, very sad. And whatever it is that is causing you to be very sad or feel hopeless or helpless, then that is the thing that you tackle. That is the thing that you get the support from a therapist. You need a mental health professional to help you with that because they have a certain set of skills that grandma can't give you or girlfriend can't help you with or even, you know, your significant other.
Right.
But you got to sit there. And when we talk about mental health, and, you know, now our community is starting to kind of open up to it because it's needed.
Very.
You can't just pray depression away.
Nope.
You can't.
You can't. And the church would like to tell you that, and I have nothing against the church. I grew up in church, and I've gone to church 7 days a week.
Yes.
24 hours a day, feel like.
I'm with you.
And they would love to tell you to fast and pray and read your Bible. I personally know that that didn't help. Like, I'm not saying God ain't God. God is God.
Oh,
you
yes,
know what I mean? He's Him. But sometimes going to church, sometimes reading the word, sometimes praying does not help. And that's just my experience. I can't speak for everybody else, but on my experience, it didn't help. Like, I was to the point where I was about to commit suicide. This was back in 2016.
Oh,
it was like, pray, fast, read your word. I'm like, all right, I'm doing all of this, but I'm still dealing with this stuff that is boiling on the inside of me. This is not helping. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's got to be other things. There's nothing wrong with talking about it, having a therapist, or like you said, a mental health therapist or counselor to help you with that. That's the part of putting the work in to help getting you out of that state of mind that you're in. Like, that's, I'm with you on that one. Sorry, I just felt that one.
Yes, no, and I'm not saying don't pray, don't read your Bible, don't fast.
Yeah,
don't.
Right.
Do that too, but also right. Understand that you cannot beat some of these things by yourself. You need to be connected to somebody. That's just like Jesus. He had disciples with him. He didn't do it by himself. And when he was caught alone, it was when he was in the wilderness, right? And he was on, and he had to go to God because he was getting tempted. But because he's the only powerful one who was able to stand alone and do that, we're not him. We know that every disciple, every apostle has somebody rolling with them. You know what I mean? Even kings had advisors, and they were like, go get the prophet. You feel me? So we need somebody else to help us get through our dark times. We were not meant to be alone, which is why when we come into this world, we're not by ourselves. When people say, I was born in this world by myself. No, you weren't. Your mother was with you. In fact, you were connected to her.
Yep.
And then when you came out, they put you on her bosom so you can still remain connected. And then when they put you on that table to clear you off, guess what they did? Your father came and held you. Or a doctor came and brushed, you know, rubbed your head, put that little cute head on. Like, you were always connected. Somebody was always there with you. Yeah. And that's why it's so important for us to see, like, you cannot beat some of these things by your... In fact, you can't accomplish much of anything by yourself. By yourself.
That's right. You're right. And I've tried. So I know. So I know you're right. I'm like, I can do this by myself. Mm-mm. Not happening. It finally break down. Like, okay, I need somebody. Please come help me. Please.
Yes. Like, you start getting, please, Lord, send help.
For real. For real.
And so that's true. And so then, and then guess what? I receive my help from people. And guess what? I am then able to, in turn, help other people. It is all cyclical. You do reap what you sow. When you sow love, you get love back. When you sow support, you get support back. When you sow hatred, you get that stuff
you
back.
You get hatred back. Yes,
exactly.
Ma'am.
Exactly. So you got to be... When you sow healing into other people's lives, guess what? When you get healed, you're going to get that healing back. So it's all about understanding universal principles and understanding how we are all connected. We're all connected. And so... With all the stuff that I was said, if you don't ever remember anything that I said, you know, every woman should be connected to another woman so that you can get the support that you need in your victories and during your tragedies.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Ashley. I appreciate
everything
that you have said today. That was beautiful. And I'm sure that's on this podcast, this episode is going to help somebody. It's going to touch somebody. I know it is.
I pray that it does.
Me too. Thank you so much again. And
you're welcome.
I hope that you have a wonderful evening. You're such a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
Bright and intelligent. And I can hear it in your voice. You got some things.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yes,
and
ma'am. You have a good day, okay?
Last time we connect, okay?
I promise you it won't. I promise you it won't.
All right.
Thank
Take
you.
Take care. Have a good evening. Thank you for having me.
You too. Yes,
okay,
ma'am. Bye-bye.